Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. Well, you made it to another day, not because you willed it so, or because you have it like that, but it was and is because of God's grace and mercy. And no doubt, many of you have made plans for this day even before it arrived. And not only do you have plans for this day, but for the days, weeks, months, and even years ahead. Well, there's nothing wrong with plans, but plans are just what we intend to do. The problem with plans is that they can be easily interrupted, changed, or terminated by unwelcome and unknown events and circumstances. Because of these events and circumstances, we need to acknowledge our ability to carry out our plans depend on the Lord's will. Whatever we plan to do, we must recognize that they will only be done if the Lord so wills. When we make plans without acknowledging our dependence on God, the Bible says we are boastful and arrogant, as if to say we have power over time and circumstances. See James chapter 4 verses 13 through 17. Someone will get hurt, but it won't be me. Sick or disabled, but not me. Lose a friend or family member, but not me. Be the victim of crime or natural disaster, but not me. Someone will die, but not me or anyone involved in my plans. The Bible says all assumptions are evil. Instead, we ought to say, I will or plan to do this or that. My family and friends will do this or that, but only if the Lord wills. Because the Bible describes our lives as fragile and fleeting as a vapor, without the power to control what happens to ourselves or others, we are forced to live with many uncertainties and unknowns, knowing what we want to do and what we want to happen, but realizing the power to force our will and wants or anything to happen doesn't belong to us. However, there is one thing we can be certain and control of. We can be certain and in control of our knowledge of who we believe in and of our confidence in His ability to do what we want and need Him to do for us. We may not know if our children will make it home safely, or if we will be in an accident or fall victim of a violent crime or natural disaster, or even if we will be able to get up in the morning. But we can know if we trust in the Lord and want Him to do for us what we can't do for ourselves. Therefore, let's cease worrying and fretting over the future by living each day knowing that whatever happens, it will only be if the Lord wills. You can hear this sermon by clicking the link, If the Lord Wills. Be sure to download our mobile app and to visit us at our worship facility or online and on social media. And leave us a comment or submit your questions. That's all for this segment of the Shepherd's Voice. It is my prayer that we will receive the kingdom God has prepared for us and those we and He loves and cares about. Thanks for listening, and until next time, continue to fear God and keep His commandments.